But the ban also has critics. Michelle Gauthier owns the Manhattan-based fast casual restaurant chain Mulberry & Vine. She says the cashless payment system has only benefited her customers while improving employee workflow.
It saddens me that a decision that was made for the best interest of my employees could be misconstrued as classist or discriminatory. Many of my employees are the same people I'm supposedly discriminating against, yet they wholeheartedly agree with my decision to go cashless.
Jillian Grossberg is an employee at the vegan eatery by Chloe. They transitioned to a cashless payment system in 2017.
We have had incidents at By Chloe where one of our employees even ran after someone when they tried to steal cash. It was dangerous for them, it was dangerous for us, and we also wondered what would happen if a customer tried to run after them.
Bill's sponsor, Councilman Richie Torres, isn't so convinced.
If cash were so dangerous or a prohibitive burden, how do we explain the fact that the vast majority of businesses continue to use cash?
Torres says a cashless business model puts underbanked New Yorkers at a disadvantage.
We have low-income New Yorkers who have no traditional banking options in their neighborhoods and who are susceptible to entanglement with predatory financial products. So I respect the fact that you're clear-eyed about the benefits of a cashless business model, and I will concede those benefits. Those benefits are real. But I hope that you could be equally clear-eyed about the barriers that low-income New Yorkers face to accessing credit and debit.
The bill has likely supporters, including Mayor Bill de Blasio. Casey Adams is with the New York City Department of Consumer Affairs.
We think that the acceptance of more payment options is good for low- and moderate-income New Yorkers because there may be people who prefer credit or debit cards over cash for different reasons than someone might prefer cash. And so our general position is that we value consumer choice, and we think that more payment options are always better.
If the cashless business ban becomes law, violators would face a $250 fine for a first offense and up to $500 for additional violations. For the WBGO Journal, I'm Hank Santos.